Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is Friday, the 13th of December, and it is our birthday. We turned 3. Maggie, we made it 3 years. Who would have thought? Not this guy. No.
Not me.
But we are here, and we want to say thank you so much for joining us. Yeah, so we are excited to be here like normal. We are here to talk some wrestling, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good hour or so, and we're just going to live it up. But as I start every show, as I have for the past 3 years, Maggie, how you doing?
I mean, this is your green light for playing the stupid video, and you can play it. You know you want to play it.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm trying to.
You don't want to play the happy anniversary video.
Oh, that one! I thought you were talking about this one.
Sacrifice! 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 Sacrifice!
Where is the happy anniversary one?
I was not talking about this one. Did they get rid of the happy anniversary?
That'll be
horrible. Yeah, sure. Right before our anniversary.
Found it.
Happy anniversary!
Thank you, Tony. We appreciate
Thank you, Tony. Thank you. I can remove this now. It's fucking annoying. I'm sorry for cursing. That's tuned into the show. Hi, everyone. I'm good. I'm excited for us to talk about some wrestling stuff. But before that, let me get out the mushy stuff out. Rob, first of all, I would like to thank you. It's like I have my depression and you to thank about this show, because like I mentioned on Twitter, because Doc wished us a happy anniversary on Twitter, and I was like, I would like to thank my depression for pushing me to do things that I'm afraid of that will eventually make me happy, and this show is exactly that. And thank you for pushing me to do the show. And it's been a wild ride, 3 years, a lot of ups, a lot of downs. Like you've said this multiple times on our show, when we go live, we just talk crap for about an hour and a half or so, and just, you know, shut off our brains from, you know, the real world. And we get to be joined by wonderful, wonderful people, the wonderful community that we've created here, our fans of Coexisting. And this is exactly why I feel like every 3 years on our anniversary, we do the Cooper Effect. And the Cooper Effect is our wonderful, wonderful audience that we've created here. We wouldn't be a thing without you guys. Wonderful, wonderful people like Supi, who has been helping and supporting us immensely throughout these years, making those stupid annoying videos that I love, by the way, every week, promoting the show for and like wanting nothing in return. Corey Michaels, this is probably one of the best people I've met online. Such a wonderful mind. And I'm so grateful for his friendship, and I'm so grateful that he's in my life. And he's one of our biggest supporters. He's always in the chat whenever he has a day off, of course. And we wouldn't be here without him. Ryan Sullivan, I'm a stronger person because of him, okay? Like, the level of annoyingness is greater to none. Doc, just a man so giving, so wonderful, and so selfless that it's borderline annoying. Again, wonderful, wonderful people are one of our newest additions to our chat. Jade, one of the sweetest women ever, and I would like to thank her for her patience, for putting up with us and, you know, fact checking us, because we need to be fact checked, because Rob and I, our brains suck.
There's so many people like Ricardo, Scott George, you know,
Scott George, so many of you. Clown, our friend Peter, wonderful, wonderful friends that are joining us every week. We cannot thank you enough. Enough. So
we could just keep going with all the names, so we would just forget. So I just, just thank you all so much for.
Yes, we'll absolutely 100% end up forgetting someone, and this isn't our thing. But yes, thank you for putting up with us. I know that we're not always on our best behavior, but we get to do fun stuff like this, and this is exactly why we love what we do. So having that in mind, thank you for joining us this week, guys. Please hit the thumbs up. This is the most direct way in which you can support us. It helps us out a lot. Subscribe to youtube.com/Fightful and to this very channel, Fightful Overbook. Thank you so much. You can subscribe to Fightful Select. Voting on the Fightful Awards will be open soon. Tomorrow, I guess. I'd like to say tomorrow. Yes, you will be free to vote. Just one of the best times, the Fightful Awards. This is one of my favorite times of the year. Last but not least, please, please, you can support us with your wallets by sending a super chat. It's the bottom of the YouTube live chat, the little dollar sign. Or you can set a Humper Chat at humperchat.com. If you're watching on any other streaming app, whatever. Besides YouTube. It also helps us keep a little bit more of the money. So this is, we keep encouraging our listeners, watchers to do that. And after the podcast is over, or if you're watching us later, please leave a comment down below. It helps us out a lot with the algorithm, and the algorithm sucks, by the way. Yes, also the biggest thanks to Sean Fightful as a whole for letting us do that, because if they don't let us do that, we don't do that.
Sure. So, but yeah, let's get started. Talk some wrestling. Maggie, tomorrow night, a new show takes place, or a returning show comes back.
So we're not going to read the super chats or anything?
Oh, yeah. That's probably a good idea. Let's do that first. How about that?
Yes.
Our friend Doc, Chris Mueller, sends us a super chat. In case I'm asleep when the show airs, happy 3-year anniversary to two of the best people I've met in this space. Love you guys. Keep on trucking. Thank you, my friend. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Doc. You're the best. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Just Ricardo's. Yeah. He sends us a super chat. I don't know.
Bon anniversary, Miamis.
Yeah, that's German for but thank you. I know the
it is not German.
No, I know it's if I don't know what it is, I always say it's German.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
So thank you. Thank you, Ricardo. You're the sweetest. Thank you so much. By the way, Corey super chat states that Corey has a birthday too today.
Oh,
which I was, yeah, I was about to talk about that later, but like we are on the subject and I was praising Corey a lot and I was gonna leave that for later. But yes, it is Corey's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Corey. Right, so it's just, does Bulgaria even have anniversaries?
Sadly, it does, and all the wrong ones. Thank you, Ryan, sweetie.
Yeah. And of course, Supi sends that super chat. Thank you.
The most wonderful birthday to Corey. One of the loveliest people out there.
It's French, they say. French. France.
Yeah, but like, did I read it right? That's the real question. Did I read it right? And as I'm asking this question, I realize that I forgot my notes. So you can speak while I take my notes,
okay, please. Well, Maggie, tomorrow night, here in the States, a returning show, one that we haven't seen in a couple of years. They did bring it back about, I don't know, 10 or so years ago. Saturday night main event. Saturday night's main event. There we go. Is back on NBC tomorrow. They got 4 matches announced. They might add another one tonight. Who knows? You never know with the World Wrestling Federation what they'll do. But we have 4 matches, and we usually don't do predictions for, like, non-pay-per-view or non-PLEs, but this show a lot of people are excited for because it brings back a lot of... there are 5 matches now, or there are 5. WWE.com only shows, like, 4 on here.
Yeah, but, like, because isn't the finals of the U.S. tournament of
that's right.
Women?
Yeah, they don't have... Okay, that's why.
Yeah, because it's still to be determined.
Yeah,
because
that's
it why. Depends
you.
On yep. tonight.
That's why there's
thank no you. Jay doing the thing that she does every time.
There you go. But yeah, so there are 5 matches, so we got that going on. But yeah, we're gonna do predictions for that because there's.
Are you excited for the show?
I am. I'm very excited for Saturday night's main event.
Okay.
I am. I grew up on that show, watching that quite a bit. Back in the day, I absolutely loved it, watching it, some of those late nights. It was just really fun, like, for me when I was younger. It was just some of the best WWE, like, moments, like, when I was a kid happened on that show. And, but yeah, I'm excited, and I'm very excited to see what goes on tomorrow. But, yeah, we got that going on. We'll talk, we'll preview SmackDown tonight, so... Talk a little AEW and go from there. But Maggie, how are you feeling about Saturday night main event?
Well, I did the predictions for the show with SP3, as we will be doing forward for before every WWE premium live event. And I told this to Tim too. Because I have no emotional connection and investment in the name Saturday Night Main Event. And this is probably why I'm not, you know, I'm not that hyped. But it's going to be a fun card. I mean, I'm going into this special. I'm not going to call it premium live event, but I'm going into the special with no expectations. Because, you know, it's not a pay-per-view.
No.
So I'm probably gonna end up being extremely satisfied by whatever we get. It's gonna be a 2-hour show, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I enjoy 2 hours, and I've kind of been enjoying a 2-hour Raw, and because, you know, you can only get so much free time on your hands, you know, especially when you have a full-time job and you live in a place that with 7 hours time difference, you know, than the actual place that's, you know, showing the show. So I'm going to have a little bit of trouble when we go back to a 3-hour Raw. But I'm going to enjoy this, having in mind that it's on Saturday night. And when I wake up on Sunday, I have to watch both Collision and this. But it's a 2-hour show. I'm going to make it work.
If you're excited now, just wait till I tell you that SmackDown is going to be 3 hours for a little while, at least.
Yeah, I know. Barf.
Yeah. Yeah, we will talk about this too. So this is interesting.
It's really not.
No, I mean from a interesting from a standpoint from.
Yeah, sure. I understand. Like, I understand.
It's like okay, so could do that. Anyways, let's go ahead and get started with our predictions. Let's go with the Intercontinental title. Gunther defending his title against Finn Balor and Damian Priest. Maggie, will we see a new champion tomorrow night?
You know, this is scaring me.
I said for the Intercontinental Championship, but it's not. I'm sorry.
It's for the WWE.
I realized
it
right when I said it, or after.
So it's probably because we were so used to Gunther being IC champ, you know, for 2 years.
Yeah, that's exactly why I did it. I'm just...
So this sort of matches scare me a bit because we know that if WWE love their champion and they want to strip them off the title without them getting pinned, they just throw a three-way at them just so, you know, another person can get pinned. So this is why this match scares me a bit. What also scares me is that when SP3 and I talk about PLEs, and he's so ridiculously mad at the way Gunther has been booked recently that he says all the time that he listens to people speculating that we're going to get Cena versus Gunther at WrestleMania. You know, Cena going for the lucky 17th. And he's like, I don't see this coming. I don't see this happening because I don't see Gunther being a champion when WrestleMania comes around. And again, this scares me a bit because I love Gunther. I love Walter previously. And I'm also a bit pissed off at the way things have been going for him on the main roster. I know that you and I have discussed this before, but I don't know if you're as mad as me about this. You know, about the Gunther booking. How do you feel about it?
I haven't liked the booking. I haven't liked his booking at all, and I definitely didn't like it when they made him question himself. That's when it really went downhill for me. Like, I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Like what in the hell are they doing with this? And that's what got me with him. And I'm hoping is they fix that this Saturday and they let him just beat the hell out of Damian and Finn and he just gets it back. The way they've hinted at it lately, I think it's gonna be CM Punk and Gunther. But I think CM Punk's going to win the title, and I think that's just me. Look, my predictions suck ass. We already know this, so...
No, but they never do when they have to.
Yeah.
If you understand what I'm saying. Like, when you predict something awful, it happens.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I don't know, like... I don't know what they're going to do, and there's a part of me that thinks that they're going to... There's a small part of me that thinks they're going to... They're going to do CM Punk versus Cena at Mania. Night one. That's me. That's just kind of my theory right now, because I think we're going to see that. But it wouldn't surprise me if it's Cena versus Rhodes either. And we see Punk and Reigns. That wouldn't surprise me either. There's so many different options, and that's the exciting part. But the thing I don't like is getting back to the Gunther part, is where the hell does this put Gunther?
Yeah, exactly. Where does this put Gunther? The thing is, they had him go in the ring this past episode of Raw wearing a sweater and jeans. And tell me when the hell did Gunther ever wear sweater and jeans? I'm sure that this is all part of, you know, the thing. Questioning himself, okay, I can live with that. But him acting like a goof, trying to surprise attack Damian Priest from behind, after he spoke really loudly, like 5 meters away from him, that's not gonna fly. Yeah. Just that, no. That level of, you know, social unawareness, I would never like with Gunther. Listen, I'm going to pick Gunther here, and this is me going with my heart, because I kind of feel like they're going to strap Finn Balor. Don't get me wrong, Finn Balor is owed a championship run, exactly like Kevin Owens. But I don't know if this is the right time for Finn. So I asked SP3 this. Let me ask you too. Why does Finn dress like a 20-year-old boy?
He is a 20-year-old boy.
He's 43.
I know. I don't get it.
You know, the baggy shirt with the pants and everything. He's just exactly like the 20-year-old boys are dressing when going out of the gym. This is exactly how they dress. And I know this from the interweb, Rob. And if it's not, then I someone's lying. I'm Gunther. Do you have someone else here? Because I will fight you.
No, I have Gunther. If anybody, if it's not Gunther, I think it's Finn, but I think it's Gunther. I think they're keeping that title on Gunther.
Yeah. Listen, like, Corey, I know that you have a birthday today, but Miz versus Theory should main event 9-1. You get a pass for this because it's your birthday, okay?
Yeah.
This is the only pass that you're ever going to get. And all of us know that I'm lying, because you always get a pass because it's you. And yes, thank you for this awful, awful, you know, prediction. I hope it never gets, you know. Real.
Well, we go to our next match. Drew McIntyre taking on Sami Zayn. Drew McIntyre. It's easy for me to say that right away. Drew McIntyre will get this victory. He will he will have no issue taking care of Sami Zayn. Which I'm okay with this. I mean, it's, I like Sami Zayn. Don't get me wrong. I love Sami Zayn, but, the way I look at it, let's keep Drew away from CM Punk. That's so if this is what it takes, let's do this. So, plus it makes it a little interesting because I think eventually we will, I think Drew and Roman would be a good little feud, before Mania, like to kind of run it to maybe Elimination Chamber. I think that could be a good option. I don't know. I don't know. I'm kind of curious to see what route they go, but, yeah, I have Drew winning this. I think he wins rather easily.
First of all, Drew is always right. Drew and Kevin Owens are always right. Just that, having that in mind, do you see a 6-man tag coming?
With
Drew, Kevin Owens, and Seth versus Rome, versus Cody, Punk, and Sammy.
Oh, God. Jesus, I didn't think of that at all, but my God, that would be something.
I can see that.
I mean, can see that being an Elimination Chamber match, too.
I can see that being on Netflix.
Yeah.
I can see that on the next Netflix debut.
Yeah, that could be like a... That would be interesting. Wow, I didn't think of that at all. Can they coexist? No pun intended.
Yes, pun intended. You just don't lie. Yeah,
I know. It's always pun intended, damn it.
I don't know what to tell anyone if you guys don't like Drew McIntyre. He was like, I was ready to get that shit behind me, and then I turn on the television and I see all with your stupid fingers up in the air.
I don't know what you made him. I don't know what accent that was, but that was.
I tried to do a Scottish accent.
Yeah,
I was pretty close. Don't lie, you're just jealous
that yes, you can't exactly do a Scottish accent. That's exactly what it was. Okay, my bad.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do a better Scottish accent than, you know, than a British one. Guys, listen to Gabe Kidd's interview with Sean.
That was good.
Because, like, thanks to Gabe Kidd, wank-stain loser is now a top 3 insult in my dictionary.
Nice.
Wank-stain loser.
Yeah, that was a... I agree. Remy LeBeau would be very proud of you.
Thank you. I have Drew McIntyre.
Thank you so much for that.
Thank you, Chris. I'm hopefully this wasn't insulting to Scottish people. I'm
that got me. That was good. So yeah.
Yeah, okay. I learned that from cartoons, okay? Like that's get off my case. So yes, I picked Drew McIntyre here. I feel like Sammy has never won a match against Drew McIntyre. And if someone has the facts to prove me wrong, please give me, because I cannot remember a match in which Sami Zayn has beaten Drew McIntyre. Probably there is. I'm sure that there is, but like I feel like Drew McIntyre has won the majority of the matches that they've had against one another. I have zero problem with Sami Zayn losing to Drew McIntyre again. I just hope that Drew mops the floor with him, because in his mind, he's extremely right. And when you think about it, Sami Zayn's wrong. So,
yeah. All right. So we have our next match, the women's championship match between Liv Morgan and Io Sky. Liv Morgan, I love Io Sky, I don't see them taking that title off Liv Morgan yet. Like I said, I love Io. She's one of my favorites, but I just don't see them doing it. What do you think?
Listen, this match makes me sad. Because I understand how far Liv Morgan has gone with the character development of Liv Morgan herself as a character. That was a bit redundant, I'm sorry. But I don't know the level of cheat that you need to do in order to beat Io Sky. For me, Io Sky is one of the best people in the ring, and for her to lose to Liv Morgan, I don't know. I need to be fucking impressed, because I kind of feel like Liv Morgan's title reign has been tied to Dominic, and I'm not sure how to feel about that.
Hello, Tim.
And because he's not that special anymore, because the intense booing crowd reaction is also now with New Day, Kofi and Xavier. And so he's not that special anymore when it comes to crowd reactions. It's, I don't know, man. I understand. I kind of feel like the only person who is meant to take the title off of Liv Morgan is Rhea Ripley. And how many times are we going to go back to that? Well, and it's kind of infuriating to me, because of course it's going to be Rhea Ripley, because no one else has been built up to the point where they can get a championship opportunity. And Io Sky is right there. Like, she won that number one contender's battle royal after Crown Jewel.
This is the best way to do it tomorrow. Let Rhea help. Let Rhea help Io win it.
Io.
That's the best way to do it, in my opinion. That way you can kind of set it apart and you can let Rhea go after it later. That's just my opinion. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but yeah, I say let her cost Liv. That would be the best thing. That way you kind of keep it out of the, like, you don't make it too obvious is what I'm saying, but maybe I'm wrong. Cause I think there's, it's just really hard to say.
It's really hard to say. Thank you, sweetie Tempest. I miss you so much. I love you. Yes, I was in the zone talking, and that's why I didn't react to,
Maggie's in the zone.
Yes, I am. I rarely am. I'm sorry.
Well, it's okay. I don't see them going that route, but that's just me.
And again, this match makes me sad. Just every Liv Morgan match, the match begins, her opponent gets the upper hand, then Dominic Mysterio gets involved, Oblivion, 1-2-3, Liv retains.
Yep.
It's just so annoying, man.
We go to our main event for the show.
We can speculate on the U.S. tournament for the women if you want.
Yeah, who do you got? I go ahead. I'll let you go first.
Well, okay, so Tiffany is facing Mitchin tonight, right?
I think it's
Tiffany is facing Chell. Oh no.
No, Tiffany's facing Mitchin and
Mitchin and Bailey's facing Chelsea Green. Okay.
Yes. Yep.
I know that a lot of people are backing up Bailey because they're voting her the one to most deserve that championship. I kind of feel like that's Chelsea Green. I love Bailey a lot. But when you have someone like Chelsea Green, so important to you, to your women's division, a character that the women rarely are capable of doing and are rarely given, you know, that comedy act that she's so good at. So I've been saying that Chelsea Green has kind of low-key been one of the MVP re-signings that they've had in recent years. And
they
re-signed
low-key? Oh, sorry. Just sorry.
What is wrong with you?
God, that's... that wouldn't... Yeah, never mind.
Okay, let's move on.
That re-signing would be better than the other re-signing, at least.
Okay.
That went down today, but we'll talk about that here shortly.
Okay. So I feel like you need to reward that. That's just it. And she's gonna do wonders with that championship. Like the backstage segment she can do, and I would love for her to go to NXT with that championship, work, you know, with the developmental talent there. It's like I feel like it's gonna be better. And I can see Tiffany Stratton being the one to go to the finals too. And she can also lose to the, you know, on the finals and then get mad and cash in on that after, you know, she's lost when she's beaten, you know, her opponent to death. This is me throwing it out there. I don't want it to happen in any way, because I feel like the entire storyline that Tiffany Stratton has had is to cash in on Nia and turn face doing so, because even if she doesn't turn face, she will be a face for the audience. This is the story that they've been building towards in recent months, and I don't want that to change. And I also don't want another Money in the Bank briefcase being cashed in on a US title.
Yeah.
The other thing is we've seen what happens when a championship belt gets, an inaugural championship belt gets put on a babyface, first of all. And the best example for this in recent memory is Kehlani Jordan on NXT with the Women's North American Championship. Amazing woman, wonderful in the ring, but like, what is she? Like, we know she's a gymnast, but like, give her a personality outside of that. And just saying, if this belt was put on, you know, a heel, they could have done way more things with the championship. And then the second champion being a face is, you know, for me, it just works better. So I'm going to go with Chelsea Green here. And if this isn't even closely the truth, I mean, if Bailey beats Chelsea, I'm going to be good either way. But fingers crossed for Chelsea, man. It's just... that woman deserves the world. Just give her a chance, and she can be one of the best things on television ever. What do you think?
This is... The thing is any four of these women, I would be absolutely okay winning this title. Like, any four of them. Like, I have no problem with any of them winning this title. I prefer Chelsea Green because I think she's outstanding at everything she does. That's who I prefer to win. If she doesn't win, I'd like to see it be Bailey, because I think she would be great with that title. I would like to see her maybe do an open challenge type thing. I could see her do that, being that kind of champion with that title. So that's the way I see it. It's just one of those things. I think Chelsea Green would be great with that title. That's really all there is to it. I think Chelsea Green. Hell, I think Chelsea Green's ready to be a champion by all means. But if they want to start her out with something a little bit on the mid card or not mid card, if they want to put her on a different title, that's fine. So I say go that route. Because either way, I think any four of these women, I'm a big fan of. So I think Meechan would be a great choice too, because I think she does. The fans are really behind her a lot. So,
oh yeah.
So I think that would be a good choice. So, I mean, I'll be honest with you. Whoever wins this title, I think is going to end up losing it to Jordynne Grace pretty soon. That's my opinion. Not saying that she's going to WWE or anything. I don't know for a fact or anything. That's just me. That's my thought process.
Because I've seen a lot of people pulling for Natalya to be the first ever woman's Intercontinental Champion. And I can see that happening because Natalya absolutely deserves this. And I would like Jordynne Grace to dethrone her.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
That.
Okay.
That.
I would take that because I one thing that I wish they would let Natalya do is let her just go out and have a match. You guys go just kill it for 20 minutes or 15, 20 minutes, whatever. You know, like, go have a Serena Deeb style match at AEW, you know, like, something like that. That would be cool.
Can't wait for Jordynne Grace, man. Just Jesus.
I mean, by no means do we know, like, that's what she's, where she's going. She might stay, but I don't, just the way it's going, I don't think so. But that's me speculating. I have no idea what she's doing. She will do what's best for her and her family. So, and that's what I want.
And her millions and millions of dogs.
Yeah. Whatever's best for the wrestler is always what we
want
for them. So, but yeah, that's Saturday night. Oh, we got the main event.
Main event. Yes.
So, yeah, this guy on the right, Kevin Owens, challenging Cody Rhodes for the WWE title. Maggie, they hinted earlier this week that the new title, the Winged Eagle title, could be making a appearance, and nothing would make me we both like Cody Rhodes.
Say it.
We both like it.
Say it.
We both like Cody Rhodes.
Just
but
say
nothing
it.
Nothing would make me happier than to see Kevin Owens get that title.
Fucking yes. That's why you're my co-host, man. That's why.
Because look at this photo. I mean, this was a photo that was taken way, like, I don't know how long ago, but look at this. That title belongs in that man's hand. The prize fighter, Kevin Owens. Do I think it'll happen? No, because we don't get nice things.
No.
And I don't see them taking that title off Cody before WrestleMania. But if you want to make a if you want people to talk, that's what you do. You have Kevin Owens win. That's what you do. That's my opinion. And he can win the title back at Royal Rumble. I don't care. But just,
no.
I'm just saying, like, I mean, I prefer not to, but I'm just saying, like, let's go that route if we're going to do it, you know?
Yeah. So let me, yeah.
Here's
yeah,
something continue. Like, too, this just kind of came to me. Again, this is just me fantasy booking, like, not gonna happen type stuff, but let's just go like down this rabbit hole. Let's say that Kevin Owens does win. Kevin Owens versus John Cena for that title would be pretty damn fun. I'm not saying it'll happen, but I think it'd be pretty fun.
Stop
it. It'd be pretty fun. I'm just saying. Like, those two had a hell of a feud, like, back in the day.
Listen, I'm just going to repeat myself. Fuck Cody Rhodes.
Adrenaline in your soul.
Something. Go away, Cody. So I'm kidding. I love Cody, but I blame Cody for Gunther's downfall, and I take it personally. I also feel like I will always prefer Kevin Owens. I love Kevin Owens.
Oh, yeah.
And Kevin Owens is 100% right, as is Drew McIntyre and Seth Rollins. They're all right. They're, like, the three of them are all right, all right, all right. What was that song? It's all right, all right. Yeah, okay. I get it.
Mysterious ways. You too, right?
I don't know.
Corey would know.
Corey Brennan, right?
Yeah.
I was referring to Kevin Owens. So, I loved the interview in the car that Michael Cole had. It was because Michael Cole was like, "I see a petty faith." And then Kevin Owens turns the mirror and he says, "I see a pretty face." Yeah. And then he shuts the window in his face. If you don't like Kevin Owens, you're wrong. I really don't know what to tell you. Kevin Owens needs to be president, and not CM Punk, correct? Not Punk, because Seth was like, "Spunk can be a politician." Don't throw this out there. Never. I hope Kevin Owens destroys Cody Rhodes. Steven, sweetie, I love you, but we're not getting married, so Cody Rhodes sucks. I can say that all the time. Yeah. I know Cody Rhodes is going to win here. I'm sure that he's going to win. But there's this small percentage of me, man, that keeps on hoping and this will be the end of me. He should win, man. Just give it to me. It's the end of the year. This year sucked so much, man. And I would like to end the year on a good note, okay? Just give Kevin Owens the title. I promise to buy a Kevin Owens t-shirt if Kevin Owens wins the championship. I'm sure the WWE are dying for my Bulgarian currency. That's exactly what they want. Cody Rhodes is going to win, but...
It's gonna be a good. I'm excited for the match. I know that much. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be a good one, I think. And there will be some legends there tomorrow night. We know, so there'll be that. And Jesse Ventura, I don't know. I don't see him being on commentary, but that's me. I don't really know what else. I don't know, but. I'm looking forward to the show. That much I can tell you. So,
But there's another thing. You attended NXT Deadline. I'm so happy that you did. You took a bunch of photos.
Yep.
The one photo that caught my attention was the one where Sol Ruka was getting suplexed, and I don't remember by whom. I think it was Zarya. Or I may be wrong.
It was Zarya.
Yeah, and you can see Sol Ruka's back, and what the hell is that, man? That's a life goal of mine now, to have a back like Sol Ruka. She's so fucking ripped. Sol Ruka looked amazing in that match.
Yeah, that was a fun show. I'm glad I went.
Did you share the tag thing match? You know, the with the hair?
Oh, no. You know? No. So there was a part where, granted, if you've been to a wrestling show, you know sometimes that the wrestlers will interact with the crowd. And there was a fan, if you watched that night, you saw Nathan Fraser, a.k.a. Ben Carter. He looked miserable through the whole night because he had the first match of the night and he just had the nose issue, and he just looked like he was just got his ass kicked. And he did. He looked like he got his ass kicked. Anybody that goes to and then has to wrestle again later, you can basically say, yeah, they got their ass kicked. Anyways, he looked miserable, and there was a part in the match where he kind of had his head just down and on hanging on the turnbuckle, and somebody, a person in the crowd, yelled to him, "Nathan, you have magnificent hair." And he just slurred his words and says, "Thank you," like that. And it was hilarious. And then while Axiom is getting his butt kicked, a fan, or while Axiom's getting his butt kicked, he's yelling at the fan, "Don't encourage him." And it was just, it was good. It was just a good moment. So that's one thing that I always tell people about the live events.
You had wonderful seats, Rob. You're really good.
Yeah, I did. They were nice seats. So it was fun. On the TV side, for fourth row. So it was good. It was fun. I'm glad I went. And the venue, it was at the Minneapolis Armory. First time I've been there for a wrestling show, and the place was awesome. It was really cool. It had a really nice setup, so very enjoyable, and it was fun. I'm glad I went, but good times. I did not go to SmackDown the night before because it just didn't work out, but I'm okay with that. Sometimes I don't have to go to every show. Anyways, do a quick SmackDown preview before we go on. You have Cody Rhodes and Kevin Owens. Those two will meet up in the ring. They will have one final word, supposedly. So I assume there will be some shenanigans going on there. You have Carmelo Hayes also. He's going to face a mystery opponent. There we go. So that'll be interesting.
The graphic that got out, you know, the mystery opponent, the graphic looks like Simon Miller. So,
okay. So we'll just go with that for now. Simon Miller versus Carmelo Hayes. And then you have the semifinals, I guess, for the United States women's tournament. Chelsea Green taking on Bayley, and Meechan taking on Tiffany Stratton. So there's that.
Yes.
Maggie, what should we do next? Should we do the
Cooper? How do you feel about Tessa?
Go ahead and get rid of this segment. Okay. Yeah. boo. I don't like it.
I have no idea if she did some soul searching, if she, educated herself about a bunch of stuff, if she talked to people, if she listened to people. I have zero information about that. So I'm going to reserve my opinion until after, stuff has come out. But the thing is, first of all, they decided to show Matt Riddle there. And you and I have both been vocal about Matt Riddle not being our cup of tea, for a bunch of reasons. And Tessa Blanchard now, I I'm going to wait and see. I understand why people are upset, and I understand their opinion. I will never say that they're wrong. But because I'm so pro-social, I always believe in people, and I believe that people can change. So I'm just going to wait and see. Up until now, I have my reservations.
So, I mean, I completely understand that. That's completely fine, and you're welcome to have that opinion. My thing is, if she did change her ways, why did she not why did she not ever go out of her way to
make it publicly?
That's why I don't
think
I'm not giving her the benefit of the doubt. That's just me. And I do give the benefit of the doubt to people, but maybe, and it's one of those things where I don't know. Like, there's a lot of people that have had issues with her. And if she's, if she's changed, good, but I don't, I'll believe it when I see it type thing, you know?
Yeah, I understand. I understand that.
And I
think the thing is that a road to recovery, any recovery, is filled with a lot of apologies to a lot of people that you hurt. So let's just hope that you went through that road, hopefully. But again, up until then.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yes, absolutely.
AEW this past week? Any thoughts?
Oh, yeah, it definitely happened. Rob, we got Claudio versus Ospreay.
Yeah.
God damn it, that was an amazing match. So because, you know, Will Ospreay does a lot of the flippy stuff, correct?
Yeah, I've heard.
But because it's Claudio Castagnoli and he decided to just straight out wrestle the guy. it's rarely when the match is so good that I don't give a crap about the outcome, because up until now, Claudio has won almost all his match, right? Did he win the matches up until Will Ospreay in the Continental Classic?
I think he has. I think he's been.
I seriously don't remember anymore.
I can't even remember anymore. Did he lose? He beat Brody, right? Or did he not face Brody yet? Brody faced Darby. I know he beat him.
Yeah. I can obviously tell you because I have it in my notes. But you need to be talking a lot.
Yeah.
Up until then.
I don't know. Dynamite was...
Yeah, Claudio beat Brody. Yes.
Yeah.
He did beat Brody.
So, I thought decent Dynamite. That was a good match, though. It was good to see Toni Storm return. And you could tell by the general emotion out of her return. Like, that was pretty cool to see how she felt getting those fans cheering for her. It was a pretty good Dynamite.
Yeah, Claudio beat Ricochet before that, too.
Yeah, Ricochet. Yeah, I mean, other than that, I knew we were headed towards that with the main event for World's End. Pretty much after
let's just go back to Toni Storm because, you know.
Before I forget, let me just go ahead and we have a very generous Humper Chat from our friend Soupy. He says, happy third anniversary. Thank you for all the Fridays and occasional Saturdays. Lots of love to you guys. Thank you, Super, so much. We appreciate you more than you'll ever know.
We appreciate the support so much, sweetie. I'm so thankful. I'm so glad that I got to meet you this year in person. I'm sorry for being awkward, and I'm so sorry for being weird, but this, like, you know, that's our quirkiness makes us into, you know, the people that we are, obviously. So Toni Storm returned after Mina and Mariah had a pretty wonderful match. I had I enjoyed the main event a lot. Then Mariah couldn't pin Mina with the Mayday, so she ended up using the Storm Zero. And everyone knew that Toni Storm was coming back. I enjoyed Thunder Rosa with her signs in the audience. That was so, that popped me a lot. And then she was like, what the fuck? So good. We adore Thunder Rosa here. So Toni Storm came back to with the OG Toni Storm. And do you think that this was Timeless Toni in character?
No. I think Timeless is gone for a while.
Because I kind of feel like this is her having a double personality, because she, like, her losing to Mariah May threw her off this much that he developed a double personality. And she can be both these things, because I know that, you know, her, a lot of people say that her reactions to the crowd being for her being back was just her being genuine, but I can see this being a character thing, you know, her, because for me and I can be looking too deeply into this, and I understand if I'm wrong, but it kind of looked as if it was a bit overboard. Because, like, she was acting, you know? It looked like acting to me.
Oh, it looked like acting to you? Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Well, I could see that now, but...
Again, I may be wrong, because like, this is my brain talking without it. It just won't let me enjoy the simple stuff, like, you know, Toni Storm coming back to OG Toni Storm. And this, if this ends up being the case, I can totally understand that, because I see a lot of people saying that, okay, we had a lot of fun with Timeless Toni. Because with Timeless Toni, we got a lot of the character, first of all. Then we got the stories, and we got the acting, and we got the over-the-edge stuff, and you know, the development of everything. But one thing that was lacking was the in-ring. It's Toni Storm, so the in-ring work is always going to be amazing. But, like, OG Toni Storm is known for her great in-ring ability. So if we get OG Toni Storm now, and we get the in-ring stuff that she was doing, that's also kind of good. Also, this is, if this is her going back to OG Toni Storm, because we couldn't get enough of Timeless Toni, this is a way of them getting back to that in the future, because we weren't fed up with Timeless Toni. We weren't bored of her. And this is a good way to move forward to something different before everyone gets bored of the thing that is making you money. Because yeah, you can try new stuff, and if they don't work, you can always go back to the Timeless thing. What the Timeless Toni Storm character showed us is that Toni Storm obviously has a lot in her character, and she can develop herself and she can build herself into so many great things. So I have my faith in this, and whatever they decide to do, I'm just anxious to see where they pick up when she's here now.
We got two super chats. We'll read this one first. D'Lo Diggs, thank you, sir. Says, drive by, happy 3 years, drives away. Thank you so much for stopping by. We appreciate you so much. You know that.
Thank you so much, sweetie. Thank you so much.
Just Ricardo says, thoughts on the complaints for stacking the last Rampage.
I don't know why people are complaining. Like, no one will ever be satisfied when it comes to Rampage. Because do you know at the beginning Rampage began, and you know, with the CM Punk thing and everything? Cool. Okay. And then they did nothing with the show. And then they were like, okay, so here's a great card. And here's another great card. And here's another great card, because everyone is saying that the show was worthless. So this is the way that we're showing you that it's not worthless. And everyone was like, how come this match is a Rampage? What, in order to make you guys watch it, what do you mean why it's on Rampage? Like, in order for the show to matter, you need to put matches on there that matter, not just turning into another episode of AEW Dark or Elevation or whatever the hell its name was. It's just, you can never win with these people. Like, the last few weeks of Rampage have been so good.
Yeah, but I don't get on Twitter as much as I used to, so I don't see it as much. I mean, I still follow the news here and there, but like, when I see people complain, for the most part, it's just in one ear and out the other. I don't care. It's like, it's over for me with this. But I do have to pay attention to that because of what, like what we do. But there's some things where it's just like, if this makes you mad, I don't get it. Does it make business sense? Yeah, in a way it does, because they're going to try to get you to watch a show that you normally don't watch.
Exactly.
I don't see the harm in that. Would I do it? Maybe not. But Tony's always going to do what he thinks is best for his company. That's the same thing Triple H is going to do. It's what any business person should do. What they should do, what's best for their company, what they think is best. I don't, like, with the matchup, it wouldn't really make sense just to put it right there on Dynamite, like, that night. Now, if they would have put it, like, the week after, sure, but just putting it on there, I don't think there's any harm. I don't see where there's harm in it. Like, it doesn't hurt Toni Storm that she worked Rampage. I don't understand that. John Moxley worked AEW Dark once or twice. The Young Bucks worked AEW Dark a few times. It doesn't.
Kenny Omega has worked once.
Yeah.
On.
Yeah. It wasn't a big deal. Like, I don't see why this is a big deal. I mean, hell. I remember when, like, it was rare to see, like, some of the more popular guys wrestle on WWE Sunday Night Heat, but occasionally you would see it. Like, you'd see Triple H wrestle here and there. Not often, but sometimes. Hey, it is what it is.
That's some old school memory. So, like, maybe because you and I remember so many things about, you know, is there something playing in your...
No, my sewer, or like the sewer line just started making noise. It's fine now, but...
Sewer line?
Yeah.
What can that do? Can your sewer break?
No, it's just... It could.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles go out for some pizza or what?
Yeah, he keep it down over there, Shredder and Splinter. And
Hi, Shredder. Hi.
Leonardo and... Hey, tell April to come over here. No. Okay.
Yeah, so maybe because you and I have clog their memory with stuff from the past. Maybe that's why our memory sucks now. And we can't remember if Claudio got a loss. Apart from Will Ospreay, like, fairly recently. Short-term. Yes. Yes, I understand. And I understand what you mean, what you mean by that, but seriously, guys, I don't think that people will ever be, you know, fully satisfied when it comes to Rampage alone. You can never win with that. But I have one question for you. Did you enjoy the Adam Cole versus Kyle O'Reilly match?
I thought it was okay.
Yes. Listen, for me, I feel like this is the match that Adam Cole needed. I feel like this is the better match ever since he came back. And I still have no idea where they're going with this entire thing. I was anxious about the Kingdom beating up Adam Cole. Because they're clearly going for that. And at World's End, they will cost Adam Cole the match against MJF, because Adam Cole won against Kyle O'Reilly. MJF tried to get involved. This is the most MJF that we've seen live on the show in months. poop explosion. Thank you, yes. But the sewer line is such a good
it's
thing.
It's okay. It's fine.
It's okay. Okay, you good? You sure?
All good.
Okay, I'm glad. Yeah, I really do think that this is where we're headed. The Kingdom turning their backs on Adam Cole. And then I don't know if they're going to join MJF. This isn't necessarily going to be a thing, because they can just beat up Adam Cole and just be a tag team. I kind of feel like they should be doing something better with the Kingdom. I feel like people will soon forget how good the Kingdom are in tag team. They're really good. I promise. I promise.
I agree with that statement.
Yes. Hi, Matt.
all right, little Cooper Effect action.
We did the Cooper Effect at the beginning of the show, Rob.
Well, I thought we did, but I didn't know if, like, because I didn't play the video, if it was really like our official one or not. I wasn't sure. Like, okay, so that makes sense.
We don't. I understand. I understand. We don't need to play a video once again. I'm sure that the people just know exactly how much they mean to us, because, like, we rambled on about it at the beginning of the show. Yep. And I love everyone in the chat, even the people that are praying for something bad. I don't know. I'm sure that there are people with opinions that I do not agree with. Let me just scroll through the chat, and I'm going to give you a for instance.
Well, I'm sure you'll find one from, like,
this show right now.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you'll find something that Corey wrote.
Oh my god, Clone went to the same high school. It's Thunder Rosa and Rey Mysterio. Oh my god.
Yeah,
I didn't see that. His wife did. Yeah, his wife.
I went to the same school that Missy Hyatt went to.
I don't know who that is.
She was a valet back in the day for pretty much everybody in the 80s and 90s, it felt like. She was, she was around a lot.
Okay.
So. All right, well, you want to plug your shit?
Yeah, I can't find something that is so absurdly, you know, against my beliefs in the chat. And that's probably because, you know, everyone in the chat is a wonderful human being. Thank you guys so much for joining us. You mean the world to us. Thank you so much for the support. Thank you for putting up with our nonsense and fuckery and everything. Because this is, you can call it whatever you want, but the last thing that this is wrestling talk. It's just a bunch of bullshit for like an hour or so. Thank you so much for being here. Again, leave a like on the video, leave a comment below. It helps us with the awful, awful algorithm. And if you're still, guys, doing the Twitter thing, please follow me on X, Twitter, whatever, at Maggie underscore IK, on Instagram at Maggie.IK, and on Blue Sky at Maggie-IK.BlueSky crap and whatever. It's a weird thing. It's a really, really weird thing. Thank you so much, Rob, for a thousandth time today. You're the best. Plug your
shit. Thank you. 3 years. Who'd have thought? Guys, want to say thank you for following, or thank you for listening. Thank you for following us the past 3 years. It means a ton to us, like I said, like we said earlier. You can follow me on X at Rob Wilkins, or you can follow me on Instagram or Threads at Fight for Rob. I'm also on Blue Sky at Rob Wilkins. Pretty much what Maggie said. Blue Sky, blah, 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 blah. Maggie, I got two dad jokes before we go, if you want them.
Please.
All right, 1 second here. Let me pull this up. Do, 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 do.
Da, 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 da. There's a place called the My Forest.
Yeah. What's faster than a calculator?
What?
A calculator now.
Okay, that's a good one. That my sister's gonna enjoy this one.
My wife told me to take the spider out instead of killing him. Went out, had a few drinks. Nice guy, he's a web designer.
A web designer.
You like that one way too much.
It was the way you said it. It was the way you said it. It's like the joke was good, but like it was all you. It was all you.
All right.
Thank you for those jet dad jokes. I
let me see if there's one more here. This morning, my son asked, "Dad, when I grow up, can I have a gambling addiction like you?" I said, "You bet." Stupid. That was so stupid. I just wanted to hear you.
That's so stupid, man.
Guys, again, thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate you. And we will see you guys next week. And we hope you enjoy SmackDown if you watch it tonight. Saturday night's main event, if you watch that. I think there's a TNA show tonight, too.
There is, yeah.
Yeah, so you got that. But again, thank you so much. We will see you guys next week. Peace out. Bye-bye now. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. You can check out all our previous episodes on your favorite podcast platforms or youtube.com/FightfulOverbooked.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.